On Money Show Explainer this evening, Dr. Azar Jameen, Director and Chief Economist at Econometrics. South Africa, it's home. It is the place where most of us have our pension funds. It is the place which we depend on for the future. What is it, Dr. Azar Jameen, Director and Chief Economist at Econometrics, that BHP sees differently from the rest of us?
It's not that BHP sees this as a bad story. It's just that it sees the mining sector in South Africa as having lost its luster in this particular country quite massively. Mining was the bedrock of the South African economy over many years. And yes, we have exploited a lot of minerals and geologically, we have probably left very little less behind than we would like to have, got less behind than we would have liked to, but there's still enormous potential. The problem is that the country has really lost its way in terms of managing this mining sector in a manner that could make the most of the opportunities available, especially in the first decade of the 21st century, when there was a massive commodities price boom. South Africa really missed out on that due to a lot of own goals by the government itself, unfortunately.
And when you are a global player and you are on every continent on earth and you are digging a portfolio of commodities out the ground and getting those commodities to market, you have to, I suppose, take the path of least resistance. Mining is hard enough in really attractive jurisdictions to not then have, I suppose, the complexity of managing the disparities that exist in South Africa in terms of just how tough it is to run a mining business in this market.
Very much so. And the country has shot itself in the foot in many respects. And this has formed part of the deindustrialization of the country over the past quarter century. You've had a lot of government interference that has actually made it very unattractive for players to be in this market. You've had the spawning of a major electricity crisis. You now have the evolution of a major water crisis. And on top of that, you've had huge labor relations problems to deal with. Demands for wage increases way in excess of productivity. Yes, it's very tough being a miner, and one would like to reward workers accordingly. But the point is, it's become very unprofitable in relation to what used to be the case to mine in this country. There's also been this obsession with maintaining safety within the mines that has actually just added enormously to the cost base of these mining companies.
What, in your assessment, then, do we do here? As in South Africa, you've got regulators, you've got very big shareholders in Anglo American, in form with state influence, whether that be the IDC and the PIC, the Public Investment Corporation, and others. Peter Major making the point that South Africa is built largely, the modern South African economy is built off the sweat equity, the balance sheet of Anglo American, which in isolation times was therefore one of the few funders of the creation of new enterprises. And it was absolutely instrumental in shaping the modern economy. It is still a very big and influential business within the South African economy. Is there a risk that we lose that sort of, I don't know, economic backstop of the big gorilla that is Anglo's?
I think there is a huge risk that the South African economy will be a lot poorer should Anglo-American disappear. And it's a strange statement to be made from someone who's always argued that there's too much concentration of power in the hands of a few large businesses in the country. But at the same time, I do believe that it is still contributing enormously. And what I fear is that we will see further declines in the, at least Anglo has still, even though it's listed in London and based in London officially, it's still got a major loyalty towards South Africa. One fears that if a foreign company now comes in to take over, that any form of loyalty that still is prepared to work in this country despite all the headwinds that the sector faces, I think we could be far worse off if the likes of Billiton come here and basically just assets strip an operation like Anglo and really leave us with even less of a mining sector than we've got currently.
Thank you, Dr. Zajamin. Great explainer for us this evening, the Director and Chief Economist at Econometrics tonight. South Africa, if it didn't have an Anglo. And then Peter Major before that, talking about why South Africa desperately needs the Anglo-American of which has the innovation, the power, the balance sheet to continue to support South African enterprise. That's an economic and an emotional argument. It is part of the fabric of South African history and society. But certainly Anglo-American today pushing back against pushing back very strongly against BHP Group's 700 and something billion rand offer, saying it's not good enough. It's not off the table, though. Could still come here on The Money Show.